If you start a new company tomorrow, what are the workshops you're going to run to define your brand? And then what are the steps to make sure your team gets it?
Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to one of the best of episodes of Mission First, the podcast to learn from successful entrepreneurs changing the world for the better. In today's best of episode, we have Nathan Bonisseau, co-founder of Plan A. He joins me to bring the light on the topics of how to make science part of the brand, how to build a sustainable brand without greenwashing, how to make your employees ambassadors of the brand, and how the brand can be used through the entire funnel of customer acquisition.
As a marketer and as a brand, you have to be playful with the different tools that you have. And by tools here, I mean Miro and other tools, but I also mean the different types of ways that you can get to your brand. There's the mountain of tomorrow, which is one that I've discovered not so long ago, and it's very visual. It's a mountain, and the top of the mountain is the goal. You have some milestone, you have some climbing tooling, which are your tools. It's a whole metaphor around how are we going to climb this mountain together. Most people in a workshop, they instinctively know where they want to get to. They just need the way to work to gather in the input. This is not so easy to be able to say it with confidence, to be able to share information from one place to another, and to be able to solve maybe disagreements, right? Like some people will want to do one thing or the other. Should we have more meetings, less meetings? The typical question. You need to have a method to solve for this. It doesn't mean that they're irreconcilable. It means that you need to find ways and make a decision to reconcile these things. These workshop frameworks are different ways to angle a conversation in order to achieve this. Another framework that I think is cool is the how, wow, and now. It's just a funky marketing word to say a prioritization matrix. But we're just trying here to prioritize. And how is like pretty cool, but pretty hard. Now is pretty easy to do and pretty effective. And wow is like, okay, this is going to be like really easy to do, but also it's going to be very, very impactful. The goal is to really create that space of confidence and of communication and of problem solving. Mind exercises that you can do to help you visualize and express your brand in a certain way. Having this flexibility to understand what the context requires and who needs to input. So are you a 5-person company where everyone can be in the room? Are you already a 200-something people company where this cannot be a completely open and fully everyone's in the room process? So you need to understand where you're picking up this train, because that influences, I think, a lot of the ways you're going to need to gather the input that you are going to need in order to phrase things in a way that is understandable. It's absolutely fundamental to be able to state your purpose in a vision statement, a one-liner statement, in a paragraph statement, in a one-pager, and in an essay. And this, for me, is the exercise that really shows that the brand is crisp enough that you are able, in so few words, capture all of the different aspects that make the essence. Is in that tagline all of the very subtle elements that you're trying to say? And have you thought of each word? And what are all of the meanings that it has? And can you boil it down to this? All the way to, is your brand so deep and integrated that you are able to write a 5,000-word essay about the way that this brand expresses itself and what it means for the goals that you have, what it means for the means that you're going to use for the goals that you have, and what it's going to mean in the ways that you're going to work. Having these different ways of zooming in and zooming out, seeing something from a distance and still understanding the essence of the brand, this is a verification exercise. To your point about the team that you build is the team that will communicate your brand and that will define it. You need to capture the feedback from your team. And you need to be able to make the brand not a rigid construct with very hard things to do, but more a playground for people to operate in. By making sure that the team understands, but also is behind the values, understanding if they feel good about asking things about the brand or if they need to understand specific aspects of the brand. Also seeing team members adding certain details to your brand that, you know, I didn't do, for instance. If you have like integrated details in the way that you design, if you have little hints or little winks from one end to another of your brand system, This is when you know that people understand what you're trying to convey as a brand and have the ownership to the brand that allows them to actually make it even cooler than you thought it was, right? And that is what I think brings the depth of a brand to a brand. And that is what I think also makes all the salt and all the interest of being into this branding topic, because it's a fractal. It can go in so many directions. If you're able to build a strong playground for people to operate in and it's well understood and people can feel good about participating in these principles that you've set, you're onto the right thing. Your brand is also viable on the outside.
If you liked what you just listened to, listen to the full episode with Nathan to learn how to create a fun experience and make employees contribute to the brand. How to help your employees communicate the brand and its milestones online and even make them enjoy posting. How to set the stage to capture feedback from your team and how the brand helps you optimize your sales funnel. Follow the link in the description for the full episode with Nathan.